welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Brower and Brower Show with your host, Ted and Austin Brower, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Glad you guys could join us today on this wonderful Friday. It looks like it's going to be raining in Florida all day today, so that's exciting. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. I've been staying amused with reading the news and how the media, and we talked about it already this week, so I'm not going to talk about it again today, and how every time Trump says a word wrong, everybody jumps on him, and how Hillary can skate no matter what she does. But people are seeing through it now. It's not working anymore. People are finally beginning to realize that they don't really care what Trump says, that at least he's saying what he feels and he's not lying. So there you go. So what's your first story, buddy?
Well, this is interesting now. I don't know what is going on with these blithering idiots all over the world now and their ideology and why they think this is acceptable. More Black Lives Matter individuals have been arrested in Heathrow, London, after they decided they were going to start blocking the roadways that go into the Heathrow Airport and bus thoroughfareway as well. So far, 10 people were eventually arrested after about 45 minutes with the police trying to negotiate with them. And what's interesting about this, I don't really understand the ideology between this, because you're sitting there trying to protest and make people think a different view about, you know, this life matters more than this life. And instead of doing that, you know, in a giant public setting, in a mall parking lot, at an entrance somewhere, you're blocking the way of people trying to travel freely on their way unmolested, and you're impeding traffic. All you're doing is making people really, really, really mad at your cause, because they're missing flights, like in this situation. They're having delays. They're having all types of security issues. They're wasting a ton of time. And the thing I don't understand is why the London police were actually so nice about it. They actually went out there and negotiated with these people. And the problem is, everybody's been handling these situations really, really calmly. And I hate to tell them that obviously these individuals that act like this, that think this is acceptable behavior in civilized society, to lock yourselves in arms with one another and block roadways, they don't understand things the way that normal people understand them. And the only option here is basically, you know, CS gas or pepper spray. And that would be the only option that I would institute in this situation. I mean, Marines go through it, Paris Island, Quantico, everybody goes through it. It doesn't kill you. It just burns really, really bad. But this is what they need to start doing. And every single time people start blocking the roadway and won't allow people to travel freely unmolested, they just need to start spraying them with pepper spray or OC tear gas as soon as they lock arms and block roadways. And I promise you they'll scatter immediately, and then they can be arrested much, much quicker and allow people to be able to travel. This type of stuff is really irritating to me because of how inconvenient it is to everybody else around them, and it does nothing to further their little cause. All it does is really, really, really hack off everybody that's involved. That's just my take on it. I figured I'd bring that up today and kind of give you my opinion on this consistently going on.
Well, I've been to London Heathrow so many times, I don't even
remember. Oh, yeah.
I can't even count them. I mean, it's probably close to 50. I don't even know. And it's a horrible airport. And it's always late. Planes are always late. People are always late. The security is just insane there. And, I mean, we almost missed a flight last May flying from, that was actually in April, going through London Heathrow again, going into Stuttgart for a flight that was leaving like at 8:30 in the morning, and we got into Heathrow like at 6 o'clock in an hour and a half to get through simple luggage scan. And finally, I had to get a supervisor involved because Savannah had packed her toothpaste, and they were holding her whole bag hostage, and we're about to miss the only flight to Stuttgart for another 8 hours. I mean, it was unbelievable. And finally, they let us go. They actually had to hold the plane for us, and we were the last people that ran on it. And I was already downstairs because I made sure I didn't pack my toothpaste. I mean, my gosh, I mean, heaven forbid you have toothpaste in your suitcase. And it was ridiculous. And so London Heathrow already is an armpit of an airport to even get around in. I can't even imagine what it must be like when people are trying to get there in taxis or on runways and having it completely blocked by people blocking the roads. And for 50 minutes, are you joking me? And here's an interesting article that ties right together that with Black Lives Matter. And guys, listen to me. Okay, I got it if you're black and you're mad, okay, because a cop shot a black guy. I got that. I mean, I got that. The cop should be arrested. He should go to jail. probably should, you know, get the death penalty. I got it. You can't execute people. I've got that. I'm not even arguing with you about that. But when you're killing dozens and hundreds of people, thousands of people in Chicago on an ongoing basis, black-on-black crimes, and yet there's no uproar about this. We talked about this yesterday. This doesn't make any sense. And then now Hillary wants white people to play black people slave reparations, which we've already done. We've already done. We've already done that since the 60s with the Great Society program and the welfare state. Already done that. Been there, done that. 50 years, done. It's enough. Okay, everybody needs to get a job and work now. I mean, my parents, my grandparents came over from Germany in the late 1800s on my dad's side. My mom came over in 1952. We didn't own any slaves. Didn't own any slaves. Didn't ever have a slave. They have no interest in slaves. I mean, nobody. We're just taught to work really hard. So the thing about it is this. I had a workout partner one time who worked out me here for 7 years. Great guy, black guy, former NFL player, and got a little gym here at the house. We work out together. Great workout partner, incredibly strong, former NFL player, 50 years old. I remember he did 25 pull-ups in one set. I mean, unbelievable. Never, we never even did pull-ups. He just did 50 in a set. It was ridiculous. I mean, not 50, 25 in a set. And what was funny about it is he told me one day that white people need to play black people slave reparations. And I told him, I said, you know, really, really, really? I said, come on, buddy. I said, you know, I didn't, you know, most of the people came to this country, you know, after the Civil War, never had slaves, and the mass immigration to replace the dead population of the Civil War were all central. You know, they were mainly Germans and Irish and Brits and French, and all these other people came in together. And this is crazy that you want us to play slave reparations. We never owned any slaves. Then his response was, well, you're living in a country that was built by slaves. That's simply not true. That's simply not true. Eli Whitney, in the early 1800s, had developed the cotton gin, and slave labor was no longer economically viable, and it was being phased out. And I'm not saying that slavery is right, because it's not. It's awful. But the slavery is still going on today all over the planet. There's millions of people enslaved. And the sad part about it is that nobody's screaming for them to be paying slave reparations. I mean, so this whole thing's got to stop. Okay? You got to realize you live in America right now. You know, you weren't a slave. Your grandparents weren't slaves. It's just, that's the way it is. Your great-great-grandparents might have been a slave if they lived really, really old. Okay? Might have been. But the problem is, this isn't happening anymore in the United States. And to make this your cause about Black Lives Matter when the black-on-black crime is off the chain is ridiculous. It's political correct nonsense run amok. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this very clearly, and Austin said it. All lives matter. I don't care if you're Mexican, white, black, Portuguese, Italian, German, Russian, Chinese, Japanese. It doesn't mean anything. Your life matters because you were born and created in the image of God. I mean, it's like abortion. Let me stop for just a second and segue. You know, when a girl gets raped, a woman gets raped, she's 20 years old, and let's say she gets pregnant. Now, what do? The rapist gets punished, but we also punish the baby by murdering it with an abortion if we decide to do it that way. So the baby gets punished because this guy was a rapist. I mean, the baby didn't do anything. You know, it's still created by God, though in a bad way because of the rape. But abortion is just abortion. I mean, it's not okay. All right, don't punish the baby because you didn't use birth control. That you don't want to do that. I mean, if you'll get raped and you decide to have kid after kid. I remember I dated a girl in college one time. This guy's a funny. It's not a funny story. It's funny that I actually was involved in stuff like this. In an ironic sense, because it's not funny at all. I remember I started dating her, and she's a beautiful girl. And finally she says to me, she goes, well, I'm pregnant. I said, what do you mean you're pregnant? And she goes, well, I was dating this guy before I started dating you, and I'm 2 months pregnant. And I'm like, well, I've only been dating you for 30 days. It's not me. And she goes, well, I know that, because that's before I was saved. And I said, and plus, I don't make mistakes like that. She goes, well, we understand. It's not you. It's him. The problem is he's married, and I just found out he's married, you know, a month ago. I think I've told you this story, Austin. And the craziest thing about it is that that girl elected to do an abortion. Now, she was never raped, but she just chose to do that. Now, was that the right thing or the wrong thing? You know, to you, who are listening, well, to me it was the wrong thing to do. Now, back then I was indifferent because I wasn't saved and I didn't really think about this issue very much because it was right after 73. This is like 77, which is just a few years after abortion had been made legal. So you got to think through these things. But let's go back to Black Lives Matter. University of Houston. I want to read this to you. This is crazy. Shortly after the five Dallas police officers were shot during the Black Lives Matter protest last month, Ronnie Sethi posted a tweet that wasn't all that different from the thousands of other tweets made that day, and it read, "Forget Black Lives Matter, it's more like All Lives Matter." It wasn't long before Ronnie, who was the vice president of the Student Government Association at the University of Houston, received a massive backlash online from her peers, the other students who had been brainwashed. For instance, the president of the Black Student Union claimed that for her to say on her social media, "Forget Black Lives Matter," it is almost as if to say, "All of us were to die tomorrow, no one would care." I can't believe they say stuff like this. Despite the absurdity of that statement and others like it, Ronnie, the girl who tweeted, finally disavowed her tweet and apologized profusely for what she said. However, that wasn't enough for her fellow students, who put her in kangaroo court, who wanted her to resign or to be impeached. Unfortunately for them, Romney hadn't committed any impeachable offenses. There were no rules that applied to what she did. So the board of the student government drafted a bill specifically for her offense so that she could be retroactively punished. Side note, God help us if any baby tyrants are ever employed by our government. The student government voted 13-2 for Romney to be punished with 55-day suspension from student government, which was arbitrarily issued. On top of that, she has to attend a Libra University diversity workshop and attend three culture events per month. The lessons here is obvious enough when you raise the ire of social justice crowd apologizing for nothing. If you don't, you won't save the mob is out for blood. Even when she apologized, the mob was out for blood. This is crazy, Austin. She was suspended from her position for 55 days from student government because she said all lives matter. What do you think about that?
I find that egregious. I mean, it just shows you where we've gone now with the political correctness and how far it's run amok with everybody that is completely out of control with this. I mean, just think about it. I mean, does anybody think it's okay to go block thoroughfares and highways and strap yourself together and block airports? Is it okay to suspend somebody for 55 days? Last time I checked, the First Amendment was the First Amendment. That doesn't mean everybody's going to like it. Doesn't mean everybody should say things. Heck, some people shouldn't even talk. They're just offensive when they open their mouth. But that doesn't mean you need to go do this kind of stuff and suspend them and everything else. This is what it is. But when you start affecting people like this with your actions on a regular basis, you really need to think about what you're doing. And a lot of these people aren't, man. They're getting wrapped up in this propaganda that the media is just incredibly fanning. And it's getting worse, but that's why I wanted to bring this topic up today, because it's a very sketchy topic. A lot of people get irritated about it, but I don't really care. It's something that needs to be, you know, addressed, and we need to shed light on it and make some of these people understand that maybe they're just a little confused, but they have to understand that this isn't okay treating people like this and trying to make your agenda their agenda. And if they don't agree with you, you suspend them or you block their roadway or you stop them from getting to the airport. It just doesn't work.
Well, the globalists are funny. Back in 1945, when Dresden was concussion bombed and fire bombed and strafed with P-51 Mustangs until estimates are 300,000 to 500,000 dead in one night, German lives didn't matter. And they were women and children and old men. There were no troops there and there was no industry. Probably the best preserved Baroque city in all of Europe, completely destroyed by fire, gone forever for history books, gone. For no reason. Because Winston Churchill wanted to try the Tavistock Institute's mass bombing to see what it would do to the psyche of the German people. 500,000 dead. German lives didn't matter. Are you kidding me? No, it's ridiculous. I mean, when someone has been beaten and they're on their knees, or they're laying down on the floor and they're unconscious and you're on top of them pounding on them, that ain't right. There's nothing good about that, okay? You don't do that to people. You hit somebody and they get knocked out, you leave them alone. When they're in a boxing ring, the referee comes over, they separate the fighters, the guy's out for the count, they don't jump on top of them, beat on them. Germany had been utterly defeated by February of 45. It was over with. It was done. There was absolutely no reason to firebomb Dresden. There was no reason. No reason. There's no reason to kill cops, because blue lives matter. There's no reason to kill anybody, because all lives matter. But don't just pick a group, because what this is, again, is this government, this global government, trying to come in and do divide and conquer. They want to bring as many people now into this fray with Black Lives Matter to put a divisive blade between the whites and the blacks, the Hispanics and the blacks. And guys, listen to me. White people, black people, Hispanic people, all people, listen, please. Don't fall for this garbage. Think through this. It's not that one group is any better than any other group. All lives matter, period. Now, last year I did a show with Hagman, and I talked about smart dust and how it interfaced with the brain and the central nervous system. Now, this is an interesting story just got released. This is just came out like yesterday. And it says, neural smart dust has now been shown, has been developed, that connects the brain and a computer. Wireless mind control. This is what I told you they were already doing with the chemtrails. This is already happening. It's been happening for years. Now they're admitting to it. Neural dust, smart dust, has now entered the mainstream via the Independence article, Tiny Implant Can Connect Humans to Machines Like Never Before. It is implied to be a new technology, but it's not, that can be wirelessly link a human brain to a computer via the implementation of a device the size of a grain of sand or smaller. The article was published by Activist Post in 2015 and draws upon the research from many, many previous years. And they talk about how the system, officially called neural dust, and works to monitor the brain from the inside. Inventors are attempting to overcome the hurdle, which they've already done, on how to implant the sensors, and they can remain on in a person for the course of one's life. Researchers at Berkeley Engineering believe they found a novel way to do this. Now, this is really, really interesting how they're doing this. The investment in neuroscience, listen to this, has received a $100 million commitment via Obama's Brain Project. Ah, here we go, here we go. While Europe has committed $1.3 billion to build a supercomputer, unbelievable, to control all of this. Concurrently, there is a massive long-term investment in nanotech applications via the 60-page National Nanotechnology Initiative 2011 Strategic Plan. Now it's updated to 88 pages. And what they're doing is they're using them in agriculture to measure crops. I talked about this on Hagman. They're using it for bomb-sniffing plants, using rewired DNA to detect explosives and biological agents. They're using it wirelessly to transmit data on temperature, light, and movement. However, now they're using it for the brain and how to control people through ultrasound activities. And the way that it works is simple. They put this into your brain through, you breathe it in, it goes directly into your brain, goes right through the nasal passages, the olfaction glands. The neural dust is then integrated by another component placed beneath the scale but powered from outside the body. That'll be the things we're going to talk about in just a second. This generates the ultrasound that powers the neural dust and sensors that listen for their response, kind of like an RFID system. In other words, we've already been chipped. The system is also tetherless. The data is connected and collected and stored outside of the body by the supercomputer for later analysis, according to MIT. This just gets crazy. That's why SEO and company have chosen ultrasound to send and receive the data from the body. They calculate the power to use electromagnetic waves on the scale would generate a damaging amount of heat, but they're going to use ultrasound. In case that anyone believes it's a little chance of success, MIT highlights that one of the authors of the research has already achieved this with different animals. So here's what I wrote about last year with Hagman that had such huge response when I talked about it, and I'm going to cover it again and how it works. When they use smart dust and they put it into the chemtrails and we inhale it, it goes into our body, it goes into our lungs, it goes into our nasal passages. Now, when it does this, it competes in the body as a heavy metal. Because remember, this is aluminum, this is barium, this is strontium. Now, back in the 90s, when there was a big outbreak of mad cow disease, they found out that the vaccines they were giving these cows had so much mercury, and the cows were getting insufficient quantities of copper in their diet, that they were having nerve damage because of a lack of copper, and the mercury from the vaccines was being put into the nerves by the body as a substitute for copper, causing mad cow disease. The lack of copper causes nerves to deteriorate. Our diets, because of the lack of trace minerals right now in the United States, are massively copper deficient, which also maintains elasticity of the blood vessels. Okay? Without copper, the body will use barium and strontium and form an antenna to produce an electromagnetic field using the smart dust as a piezoelectric crystal so it allows direct input through the nerves via the central nervous system. So what happens is it uses your central nervous system and the Morgellons they're putting into everybody as an antenna to broadcast this information they're talking about that I just read on the smart dust. It turns basically the air and you into controllable technical units. It's kind of like the fluoride has to, like the thyroid will use fluoride and chlorine and bromine if it doesn't have enough iodine. The central nervous system, if it doesn't get enough copper, will use barium and strontium in the smart dust to attach to the central nervous system and to the nerves themselves. Now, this is crazy how this works, but this is already what's being done to us. And the Morgellons is basically a nanotag to track people. This is self-replicating hollow fibers. They read your DNA. They transfer it into a radio signal, like they already talked about in this article, to broadcast to the government through their towers they have everywhere around. If the body's prepared for it and it has enough nutrients in it, it can fight this stuff. If the body's poisoned with the diet, if the body's got full of fungus, if the body's had a bunch of heavy metals and vaccines, it makes you very susceptible to this. Now, these antennas that they're using are the sea-based radar domes, the Gwen towers, the cell towers, the Doppler radar towers. All of these antennas are being used globally. The compounds, aluminum, barium, strontium, are also being used by the military, have used it for the scalar weapon radar systems, but now they're being fooled by the intelligence community to be using this stuff in these smart dust compounds in the chemtrails. Here's how it works. The piezoelectric crystals are sprayed. They're absorbed into your body. These are the microwave antennas, and they produce energy. They shift the frequency by upconverting microwave to biodigestible light. They send light into the DNA, which is what we are, light beings, reading out of the information from the DNA. This is processed by the Morgellons antenna, and then it is processed by this intelligence community to read our state of mind. But it can be done opposite. It can also be used to broadcast to change your state to put you in an elated state, a happy state, an agitated state, a suicidal state, a sleepy state, a nausea state, any kind of state they want by hitting you with the right frequency. Okay? They can also insert the energy through HARP in the antenna fields, through the gun towers, to control our minds, which we know they can do. These are then connected to quantum computers into the artificial intelligence, what they've already said in the article they're creating, which can be used to insert neuro-linguistic programming like revenge to create bio-robots, which is what they're doing, I believe they did, up in Kentucky a few months ago when that entire mall broke out, Austin, and started fighting.
Yeah.
This controls the attention field, which controls the hologram of the planet. These demons, or whatever you want to call them, that basically know that we can create our own reality by praying and thinking through scalar waves, they don't want us doing that. They want to turn everything upside down the Sabbatean way again. And the quantum computer only picks up more war, so manipulates the antenna and the field for more war, more hatred, more bitterness, more Black Lives Matter, more racial tension, all of this stuff. And this stuff was used in control of the planet with sacrifices and druid services and all that stuff from Genesis chapter 6 until the fallen angels taught the people how to do all of this stuff using the antennas and the power sources of the pyramids. And that's why the Bible tells us that we need to be thinking on the good, and that's and everything that's from above, and love. It's kind of like in the morning, guys, when you get up and your wife is fussing at you, you start fussing at your wife, all day you're dealing with this negativity in the house. Okay, that's what this quantum computer is able to do. It can put the frequency out globally because we have this piezoelectric dust now in our brains and in our central nervous system, and it can actually change your mood state, and it can completely control you. That's what this is all about, and that's why I wanted to read you part of the notes last year that I did with Hagman and read you this article. And you can find this article at the Activist Post, and it says, Neural Smart Dust Connects Brain and Computer Through Wireless Mind Control, by Nicholas West, published August the 4th, 2016. And he also goes into piezoelectric crystals in the article. So, guys, I don't make this stuff up. I just happened to break the story, apparently, before anybody else thought about it. And this is how it works, and this is why it works, and this is how they're controlling us. This is how they create such energy and such negativity that they can get people in now in London to say, oh, we're going to go out, we're going to block the road because Black Lives Matter. Well, if you ever go to London, The blacks are treated extremely well there. The Arabs are treated extremely well there. I mean, the BBC yesterday we reported won't even accept white applications. Won't even accept white applications. If you're a white person, forget getting a job with a British Broadcast Corporation. They don't want you. I mean, they can reverse discriminate as much as they want against white people, and that's okay. But the whole thing is being done by the intelligence community to control the attention field and to do whatever they want to with the masses of people. Guys, listen to me. You got to stay away from all the negativity and all the stuff these people are bringing into this field. This is what Hillary Clinton does with her speeches. She stirs up everybody, makes everybody unbelievably negative. Trump starts telling everybody what everybody's doing. They say he's being negative, but he's the one telling the truth. So it's been interesting. So did that make any sense, Austin?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've heard it before. We've talked on it before, but, I mean, it's good to rebrush on some of that stuff.
Well, no, that's a very complicated thing. And when I saw that article come out that basically said everything that I said was right, I thought,
yeah,
you know what? I'm going to go ahead and we're going to talk about that for just a moment on the show today, because I want people to realize that this thing is global, guys. This satanic war that's being waged upon us is global. And it's all about taking over our planet and having these demons come in. And we talked about that yesterday with why do they want so many children to have autism? Why is that okay? They know that the immunizations are causing autism, and they're okay with that. And they want more and more and more autistic kids. And so I really wanted to cover that today because it ties directly into what yesterday and what we talked about. What's your next story, buddy?
This is interesting now. The Amazon Echo, which Amazon has sold over 3 million of these, it's a little tube. And Amazon is basically under fire right now because people are realizing that this thing is being used as a massive spying tool for government surveillance. The Amazon Echo basically is a constantly listening Bluetooth speaker that connects to music streaming services like Pandora and Spotify at the sound of a person's voice. You basically say what you want to hear and they'll find the song for you. It's an interesting thing, but what they're finding out now is it's incredibly easy to hack into and used by government agencies like the FBI. Zach Whitaker explains that the Amazon Echo's transparency report fails to outline everywhere where data from the device is sent, listing only that the Amazon Cloud Service as a source of data service, but there's multiple others now that they're finding that are not being disclosed. However, Amazon's transparency report admits that the company is routinely handed subpoenas, search warrants, and court orders for any information about users from government agencies like the FBI. It states that here, in many ways, the Echo is a law enforcement dream, writes Matt Novak. Novak filed a Freedom of Information Act request with the FBI back in March to find out if the federal agency is wiretapping and currently using the Amazon Echo, to which the agency responded, neither confirm nor deny any of the allegations. Which,
wow,
basically, these things are not what you want in your house. They literally are, you can tap into them immediately, and they have a microphone into them that can hear stuff up like 100 feet away all the time, on 100% of the time. You can't turn it off. That's what it's there for. And what these FBI guys are realizing now, all they have to do is issue a subpoena, a search warrant, request anything, and Amazon immediately capitulates and gives them all the data and IP address and everything they need to do to line into this, and they can immediately get all the information out of it. We've seen this now with TVs, with washing machines, with the Xboxes, all this stuff, but this is one of the first actually built microphone systems that will sit in your house and monitor essentially everything that goes on that Amazon has built now. And that essentially, from what it seems like, the FBI is using regularly, because whenever anybody goes, I can neither confirm nor deny those allegations, there's a pretty good possibility, guys, that they're up to no good with it. Because if they didn't, they would just say, no, absolutely not. We would never use something like that on the American public. We would never compromise their privacy. But to say you can neither confirm nor deny those allegations, man, that's almost always a big fat yes every time.
Well, it's kind of like pleading the fifth. You don't want to give evidence.
Exactly.
To yourself. So, but again, this, yeah, but listen to me. If it's a microphone and it's a receiver, it can probably also be used as a speaker, as a piezoelectric crystal, because most microphones are piezoelectric crystals, which means it can broadcast a frequency back into the house and, again, change the state of mind of the people that are in the house.
Yep.
And we've already got our TV sets watching us. We've got our dishwashers listening to us and all connected to the internet. We got our thermostats all connected to the internet. Well, I mean, we're already wired in with smart meters. So they have the ability now to completely control the energetic field around everybody if they choose to do so and put any kind of never negative frequency into any place at any time. And you say, well, do you think the government's using it? I don't know if they selectively choose people to target. I don't know if they're selecting the neighborhoods like they did up in Kentucky that time to target. It sure seems odd to me that they have the technology. They don't want to use it, and they don't want to field test it, because every time they build stuff, they're going to want to test it, and they want to get beta tests on it to find out how it works. That's how HARP has become so effective, and the space-based radar systems have become so effective that have now started to outplay HARP because of what they do, because they can do the same thing. And all of these different satellites that are in orbit. I mean, we got some crazy stuff floating around in space. That's why we're never going to have a free space program for human beings to fly around in space in our lifetime until we get these Sabbatane, Khazarian psychopaths out of power, because they're not going to allow it, because they don't want us to see the spaceships floating around or the fallen angels floating around their spaceships, or they don't want to see space-based weapon platforms up there with cannons aimed out into outer space that they talk about in the book The Day After Roswell, the Colonel does. They don't want us to see that stuff. And I told you a few years ago, Austin, when Virgin decided they were going to start doing space, you know, flights, so that'll never happen. You know, sure enough, the spaceship goes up there a couple months back and it kind of blows up or wings fall off or something happens to it. Of course it does. Because they're not going to allow that. Remember, yeah. NASA is not a civilian agency. The National Aeronautic and Space Administration is a military agency. It is controlled by the military. You know, and that's what they do. They don't want you to know what's going on up there because you can't handle it. You can't handle the truth, they think. Well, if you're listening to this show, you're getting the truth all the time. Donald Trump is now warning Americans to get out of the stock market as the Dow is continuing to fall. He's saying it's because of the low interest rates. When that is correct. The low interest rate and because of the $17 trillion, excuse me, that the Fed has admitted to years ago, there's absolutely no telling now, Austin, how much money these guys have printed in off-book balance sheets, which have pushed this market up. There's absolutely no telling how much
money
there is now.
No, none at all.
It could be a quadrillion dollars by now, because we wouldn't know. And, you know, they don't even have to print it anymore. They just added in digits and dashes and dots in their digital balance sheets. That's the craziest part about it, is it doesn't have to be printed. It can just be added to the computer ledger sheets. And now all of a sudden, there it is, and we go buy stock with it so we can create money out of nothing. Wow, imagine that. That's the Sabbatean way, the Babylonian money magic way. We can create money out of nothing and buy tangible assets, and when the whole thing goes to hell, which they're wanting it to, then they can turn around and own everything at the end. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, that's what's going on. There's another story that's changed the topic totally. Lemon and baking soda are now showing to be a powerful healing combination, and some people are saying you're good for the treatment of cancer, which is actually getting a multi-million dollar grant now to test to see how it works. Why does that happen? Why do lemon and baking soda, why is it so effective as far as in cancer treatment? The lemon, it deals with rotation of the electron structure in the outer orbit and bile, and the liver is greatly strengthened by lemon. That's why if you use 1 ounce of lemon juice to 9 ounces of water, which makes a great tasting lemonade, sweeten it a little bit with stevia, and start drinking it every single day, it'll help to alkalize the body, plus it'll also strengthen the liver and also strengthen the pancreas and actually help control blood sugar very, very well. It's amazing what it do for adult onset diabetics, how well it works with liver. Be very, very careful because though it's very powerful. Now, you can't use reconstituted lemon. It has to be fresh squeezed lemon. Reconstituted lemon does absolutely nothing. It does nothing. It's already been denatured. It doesn't work. Every time you make it, you got to make it fresh, fresh lemonade. I love it when lemons are in season. We have a lot of fresh lemons, and we have three big trees full of lemons, and we're always making lemonade because it really strengthens the pancreas. It really increases the energy in the body, and it allows your food to digest much better. Now, how about the baking soda? Baking soda is an alkalizer. The biggest problem that people have is when their pH goes too acidic. The pH of your urine and saliva should be about 6.4. If your pH drops from your urine or your saliva to about 5.4, it becomes like 100 times less, because that's a logarithmic scale, it becomes like 100 times less in its ability to generate energy from the food that you eat. okay, which basically makes your body go anaerobic. It becomes very acidic. And what ends up happening is you have a breeding ground for cancer. Now, if you go the other direction, the alkaline, it also is bad for you, but not nearly as bad as acidic, because you lose about 10 times the ability to digest the foods. What the lemon juice does, and when you, and you also, you can do the lemon, do the baking soda, it raises the alkalinity of the body when you drink it in water, and it allows your body to bring the pH levels up, and it allows the body to become more efficient at utilizing the energy from the food that you're eating, and it massively reduces your risks of cancer. Kerry Reams is the one who did the original research on this back in the 60s. And, of course, they ended up putting him in jail over and over and over again. But he actually developed a concept called the Reams biological theory of ionization. And it's a program that I was fully trained in. Well, not fully. Kerry never trained anybody fully in it. But I was well-trained in it. I actually taught classes on it. So that's why I still, to this day, drink lemonade with stevia, with ice water. Plus, it tastes great on a regular basis. Now, my body chemistry has a tendency to stay a little bit too alkaline, so I don't use the baking soda at all. I don't need to. But if you have a problem with too much acidity, it's a whole lot better than taking the prescription antacids. And it's a whole lot better for your digestive system to do with the baking soda, but make sure it's food-grade baking soda and not something you're supposed to be throwing into swimming pools. That's very important because you don't know what else is in it. So those are little secrets, little tidbits that I learned when I had my naturopathic training 30 years ago. So, guys, there's nothing wrong with drinking lemonade every single day if you have to be entertained by your beverage. Okay, the best place to buy lemons, and I hate even saying the name, the best place to buy them that I found is either organic, but they're ridiculously expensive, or you can get bags of lemons from Sam's Wholesale Club. It's like $3 or $4 or $5 a bag. Everybody else is like 4 or 5 times that much money. So if you're going to be really hammering the lemonade, you can buy it from them, or you go to the health food store and buy them individually, but they're a lot more expensive that way. But that's the secret about the lemonade, and that's a secret about the baking soda, and that's why they're now getting a grant now just to the cancer research on it. But they'll never let that come public, even if it works, because there's no money in drinking lemonade and buying baking soda as far as cancer treatment. But I've seen some people that they did come to the office, and we'd put them on the lemonade, and we'd put them on the baking soda, the alkalinizer systems, and the energy level increase that they would see within 2 to 3 weeks was astounding. They would come in and say, this is like a miracle. I can't believe what just happened here. And it's because we changed their pHs. That's how important pH is in the body. Remember, it's the same thing with plants. If the soil is too alkaline or too acidic, many plants won't grow in it. It has to be just the right pH to be able to absorb the nutrients properly. And your body is the same way. What's your next story, Oz?
This is interesting. Now, Google's self-driving car just got involved in another accident out in California. This time, though, it was not the Google car's fault. Apparently, it stopped at a stoplight and instead of running the yellow light, and somebody rear-ended it. So it was not charged. The Google car was not charged. This goes after a couple months ago, if you remember. There was a Google car that basically was making a turn, and it merged into the lane beside it and struck a bus full of people. This also goes on the news. Remember, about 3 weeks ago, I talked about the guy down here in Florida that was driving one of the Tesla vehicles on the auto drive, like full auto drive, and a semi-truck turned, and he basically was decapitated, went underneath, and died. So this is an interesting thing that we're seeing here now because, you know, as I was a kid when I was younger, I saw these science fiction movies, and you always see these auto-driving cars and these floating cars, and people don't drive anything. They just float around, and they don't run into each other and anything like that. But the truth about it is, you know, the further we start going into this auto-driving aspect, the more vulnerable everybody's going to be, because the only way to really essentially have an effective vehicle like this on the road is that every single vehicle would have to be automated, and every single vehicle would have to be able to connect with one another so they could sense this vehicle stopping, this vehicle's braking, this vehicle's turning. The issue with that, if we got to that level, what is stopping any type of hacker from hacking into that system and completely crashing the whole system, causing the vehicles to speed up to 100 miles an hour or all stop at a random time? So you guys know my stance. I'm not a fan of auto-driving vehicles at all. They're not something I support or will ever purchase. But I just thought that was an interesting thought to me today, is that we see this trying to progress more and more, yet we still see more and more accidents. And just, I just don't think it's something that's really ever going to work effectively unless the globalists try and basically restrict everybody and mandate that nobody can drive a vehicle on the road unless it's auto driving, which that may be in the cards in another 30 or 40 years. That may be down the road, you know, one of their plans. I don't know. But that won't be anything that I ever allow to happen to myself or my family. So we'll see what happens with that.
You know, Austin, I had a friend of mine, Gene Dawes, over today, and we were talking, and he's my, I went to college with him back in like 1973, 74. And what was interesting about Gene is he was talking to you and me both today in the office about a guy who he knew who made some really stupid decisions and has been in prison now for 30 years.
Yeah.
You know, he got locked up, you know, back in the 80s. Now, what's interesting about that is, can you imagine the technological changes that have occurred in 30 years after he's been institutionalized for 30 years in the internet, in the smartphones, in all of this technology that's available now?
Yeah.
And, you know, and now we have self-driving cars, all of this stuff, all of this alien technology that I call it, you know, fallen angel technology, whatever you want to call it. You pick your name for it. I don't care what you call it. Just realize that there's no way we went from Orville Wilbur Wright 100 years ago, you know, getting their first flight and flying 500 feet or 1500 feet or whatever they did using basically a motor with a propeller on it with a bunch of cables and paper. That's what it was. I mean, we haven't gone from that to this in 100 years. We've been helped along the way by something. And even Hitler had the Viril Maidens, who said they actually contacted interdimensional life that gave them all of these plans and all of these ideas to basically accelerate the German war machine and to create better and better weaponry. I mean, the fact that they had the jet engine technology and everybody else is still flying around in prop planes in the 40s is crazy. So, yes, it's been interesting what's going on in the last 30, 40 years and how now we want to have self-driving cars all over the interstate, kind of like the Jetsons used to be when we were kids. Here's another story. ISIS wants loads of attacks in England, Germany, and France, a jailed jihadist is saying. The terrorist group, ISIS, is actively seeking volunteers in Germany, which although we'll find many who have just come there, and the UK to carry out loads of attacks all at the same time in England and Germany and France. Members of the far-reaching Islamic State, ISIS, intelligence service called IMI in Arabic, allegedly told SARFO that they were the first and foremost interested in waging terrorism across the globe. In an interview with the New York Times, SARFO, who is currently serving a three-year term on terrorism charges at a maximum security prison in Bremen, why does he only get 3 years? I don't get that. Recall what one mass commander once told him. He was speaking openly about the situation, saying that they have loads of people living in European countries and waiting for commands to attack the European people. And that was before the Brussels attacks, before the Paris attacks, and before the Germany attacks. Here's what's interesting about this is, here's what gets me. I got it that these guys are living in Africa, and I've got it that we bombed their countries into oblivion. I've got it that they're all angry. I got that, okay? But if you can get out of that hellhole you were in and get into Germany or France or some other country in Europe that you have a relatively decent standard of living, why do you want to start bombing it and create the same hellhole you just came from? Are you that angry and that bitter that this has happened to your country? Which may be. I don't know how I would feel if that happened to us here. Is that what the whole point of this is, to bring massive jihad into Europe and to destroy the European Union and to bring in a one-world government? I mean, if people can't open their eyes and see this, then they need to open their eyes and take another look, because it's there and it's happening. And a few months ago, last month, I did a show on why, you know, all of this stuff is happening and how the god of this world, Lucifer, has blinded the mind of the unbeliever and basically put a veil around their eyes. And I went through scripture after scripture after scripture. And if you missed that archive show, you need to watch it, because that's the only thing that can explain the anger towards Donald Trump, Austin, when he says, look, maybe we need to suspend bringing these hundreds of thousands of Muslims who hate us into the country every year until we can properly vet them to make sure they're not coming over here to do jihad. Now, to me, that's a sense, common sense statement that you really don't have to think about much. You kind of go, yeah, he's right. Oh my gosh, is he taking backlash on that? And of course, the Democrats are all about the Muslims and bringing more and more in, including putting the one guy up now who's got all kinds of weird past, background past that we've talked about before on the show. I mean, this is crazy. What do you think about this, Austin? Do you think ISIS is going to be here in the United States? Do you think they're going to start issuing attacks all over the world because we've trained them to do so?
It wouldn't surprise me. I was just about to say that that's the caveat on that is we've built ISIS, we've trained ISIS, we've funded ISIS, and we sure as heck have armed ISIS. So if this really is something that, I mean, they truly are a manufactured terror group that really are in existence, that really do want to, you know, cause ill will to everybody in the world, It wouldn't surprise me because we've done a really, really, really good job at building them if they really do exist. You know, a lot of it before I thought, you know, maybe it was Black Ops and stuff like that. But the more I see of it, I think I'm pretty convinced this is definitely something that exists, but it's not by accident. It's not some couple guys in a cave in Afghanistan decided to start some giant, you know, jihad group and name them ISIS and get all these guns and vehicles and machine guns. I mean, these guys are running heavy machine guns. I saw one video the other day. The guy was running a dual 20-millimeter cannon on the back of, like, an MRAP. I mean, just chopping with it. And I'm like, good golly. I'm like, we're not talking about AK stuff in here or pistols or hand grenades. I mean,
that's anti-aircraft stuff.
That's anti-air, exactly. That's heavy weaponry. I mean, that's anti-aircraft 20-millimeter cannon stuff. And, I mean, not even that. I mean, you watch that movie 13 hours and you see the guys are constantly armed with those tacticals, the 50 cal tacticals on the back of the pickup trucks. There are multiple scenes of those different vehicles in that movie where they're running 50 cal tacticals on the back of trucks. That again is another heavy weapon. That's anti-aircraft as well, old school anti-aircraft.
Yes.
So if these guys really are what we built them to be, and they really are armed and funded like pretty much the United States government has built them to be, there's a good possibility they're going to try this. And remember, the New World Order mantra is, you know, order out of chaos. So this is why I've been so adamant and so strong to all my friends, everybody I know, is that you have to be the protector of your neighborhood. You have to be in a group that will come together and say, we're not going to allow this to happen. You can't sit there and wait on the military and the police to come in and save you and give you Band-Aids when you scrape your knee. You have to be able to stand there with your tourniquet and strap up and say, I don't think I'm going to die today. I think these guys are going to die first if they decide to invade this country, and that's the route they want to take. And that's the attitude you have to take. And that may sound brutal, that may sound harsh, but as far as I understand, guys, when these guys come into places, the only thing they do is they either force you to become Muslim or they kill you. And they torture you and rape you in between all that. So as far as I'm concerned, I have no sympathy or mercy for these guys if they come over here with that intent. And everybody needs to have that same attitude, because if it does happen, people need to be ready for it and stop relying on local law enforcement and exercise your Second Amendment legally and get firearms, get training, know how to handle them properly, and make sure everybody in your family and your surroundings know the exact same thing you do on how to operate them. That's my stance on it.
Well, that was well said. Basically, it's a strong defense. We're not being offensive here. We're not going out and starting stuff. But if they come
absolutely
here to
not.
Rape,
defense
kill, and pillage,
is
yeah.
Key.
But you know, it's just a bit of it's true. But you know, again, the military wants to put a bunch of pansies in there now. The military wants to, you know, to become just the everything to everybody military. You know, I don't even know what to say anymore about our military. I mean, they're even trying to corrupt the Marine Corps, and that's just I thought that was incorruptible. Here's an interesting. By the way, Iran is cheating on the nuclear deal.
Imagine that.
Why we all laugh together. Now what? This is from Zero Hedge. A year into the multi-billion-dollar payoff of nuclear deal to Iran, two credible and timely intelligence reports reveal that Iran has no intention of honoring the terms of the deal, which anyway it never signed. Germany's domestic intelligence agents revealed that the Iranian government has pursued a clandestine path to obtain illicit nuclear technology and equipment from German companies. And what is even by international standards a quantitatively high level of secrecy. A secret agreement obtained by the Associated Press. I'll be careful with this one now though. That's the AP wire. Okay? That's the Khazarian mafia. A secret agreement obtained by the Associated Press discloses that Iran's nuclear deal would not only lift constraints on Iran's nuclear program after the nuclear deal, but it will be doing so long before the deal expires. So guys, the more the White House ignores Iran's violations of the nuclear accord, the more Iran will be emboldened to violate international laws in the terms of nuclear agreement. Now, here's the thing about Iran. We don't need a nuclear equipped Iran. Obama has seen that they're going to be. So we got to get Trump in there. And the sad part about it is I'm not saying that a country doesn't have the right to defend itself, especially against countries that like to invade them. I got that. But I believe that, Austin. But the problem
I do
is,
too.
But when they're militant and they want to send people to kill other people and they want nuclear weapons to do suitcase nukes or whatever they're going to use, yeah, that's just not cool, man. That's just not it, man. You got to avoid this. You can't have a country that's a bunch of whack bags running it.
and giving them nuclear weapons.
Oh, that sounds like the United States, doesn't it? Got a bunch of whack bags running it with nuclear weapons. How'd that work out for the rest of the Middle East for us? I mean, we just went over there and invade them all with NATO and say it's okay because we're being run by the Khazarian mafia. So what's your next story, Austin?
This is interesting now. People got to be on the lookout. The scanners that they are putting in these pumps now, apparently now they're equipping them with Bluetooth devices as well. This incident happened in Dallas now as pump prowlers are stepping up their game, stealing bank information. Dallas police recently discovered five different skimming devices that were utilizing Bluetooth technology. Investigators said they found the device buried inside the outside of the credit card kiosk at four different ExxonMobil gas stations. Dallas police said instead of the crooks having to return the machine and collect the data, the credit card information is sent directly to someone likely sitting in the parking lot on their computer. The last Bluetooth skimmer was found on Thursday afternoon. Police urge everybody, every time you go to a gas station, make sure you see the security tape strip on any of the credit card terminals. If there's any type of cracks, tampering, or anything looks out of place, either leave the gas station or go pay in cash, but do not swipe your card in there. Because before, these guys would actually have to come back and retrieve this thing and download the data. What they're doing now is they're being slick about it, and they're burying these things in beneath them, and they have a Bluetooth device, so it's transmitting all the skimmed information, all your credit card information, to somebody sitting right there in the gas station, downloading it all immediately. Mm-hmm. So the chances of getting caught are much, much, much lower than having to go back and retrieve it if somebody ends up catching it or they end up seeing the tape's broken, so they open it up and it's gone. They're immediately getting your data on the spot, and then they can take off, and nobody really even knows they did it. So just be aware of this, guys. I'm not trying to scare anybody. I just want to be open and honest with everybody, is that this stuff is happening. It happens regularly. I had my credit card get skimmed at a gas station about 2 years ago.
Me too.
So just be aware when you go places like that, and try to, and I know this sounds bad, but try to go to really high-end gas stations if you can. I'm not saying that the low ones are bad. I'm just saying a lot of the really new higher-end ones have much better security protocols, much better security footage, and are much less likely to have skimmers put in the gas pumps because of the monitoring and the technology that they use on the new pumps.
Well, you know, again, I don't like Walmart. I really don't. But, you know, Sam's Club is a derivative of Walmart. I got that, so don't fuss at me and send me emails. I already know that. But what I will say is when you go to Sam's and you buy fuel, it's a lot cheaper than most places. And secondly, they've got an attendant out there all the time. The whole time they're open, there's an attendant. And yesterday, we were coming back from Lakeland, and we have a diesel SUV. And I told Sharon, I said, you know, we got a half a tank. Let's top off the SUV with diesel fuel here at Sam's, because I know they don't have any skimmers, credit card skimmers, because I've been hacked. And so you get hacked, and then you got this credit card that's been hacked, and now you got to go back and look at all the charts. It's just a big mess. Then you got to cancel the card. They got to send you a new card. Now you're not responsible for it, because they have, the credit card company has to eat the charges so they can back charge them all. But the problem is it's a big nuisance. It's a huge nuisance. I remember a couple of years ago, I was in Germany and I got credit card scammed, you know, with a pump over there in Munich. And oh my gosh, I was getting charges out of China and Russia and Indonesia. I mean, they stole my doggone number. And I had to go back in, kill the credit card, go back and go through all of the charges, and all those people scammed the banks. All those people who got the credit card, I got, because I didn't have to pay it, but they all had, all the banks got scammed because all the stuff got shipped, all the stuff they ordered got shipped. And it's just not, it's just, stay away from low end. If the place looks shady, okay, if you got a bunch of weirdos walking around who are smoking meth and asking for money, you probably don't need to be there pumping gas to start with. So just avoid those places. Yeah. They're very, very, just not safe.
Well, one thing, too, I want to add that real quick, that is a lot of those low-end places, this has happened before, and they've been caught, is a lot of times the attendants that are inside the building, you know, the cashiers that just sell cigarettes and stuff like that, they will actually allow and turn their back and allow people to go put those in there, and those really, really shady ones that are have the cheap old pumps, and then they'll get a kickback on the guys when they'll come back and get the card information. So the whole gas station's actually in on it. That's why, like Dad said, you go to a place that's very high-end, that has high security, and it has an attendant outside, the likelihood of that happening is much, much less.
That's true. Now, by the way, we're almost out of time. We've got about a minute. I want to thank you guys for supporting Health Masters. we love you guys, and we thank you for you guys at least buying your multiple vitamins from us and going to healthmasters.com and signing up for our newsletter and getting our emails and listening to the show every day and listening to the show on your telephone, which many of you are doing or playing it at a later date, 24 hours a day on our 24-hour listen line. Thank you for that. Sunday night I'll be back on again. We'll be talking about a bunch of really interesting stuff, and so you guys don't want to miss that. Right before the Dave Hodges show at 7 p.m., I'll be off 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And just, we want you to know that we appreciate you and thank you. That's one thing that we've seemed to have lost in the United States is just common just politeness and saying thank you. So thank you for supporting us and thank you for being there for us and thank you for listening to us and thank you for telling your friends about us too, because our show is growing like crazy. I mean, I got a guy contacting me about syndication now. So it's really fun to be part of this team with Austin and you guys, because guys, we're making a difference. I mean, we are really making a difference. The alternative media is making a huge difference globally right now. And these guys, this Khazaria Mafia mess, these guys are running scared because they don't know what to do because everybody's waking up at once. Speaking of the Khazaria Mafia, $8 billion to assist the terrorists only from the Obama's White House. This is from Pickering Post. According to the Egypt TV's 14 network, Obama has secretly transferred $8 billion to the Muslim Brotherhood. $8 billion. Not the Egyptian government, as payment to guarantee that a large portion of the Sinai Peninsula will be turned over to the terrorist organization Hamas, an enemy of both the United States and Israel. White House National Security Council spokesman at the time, Burnett Meehan, declined to comment on the secret directive that was discovered following the overthrow of the Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood leader Morsi. When asked, Meehan said, "We have nothing for you on this." Okay, of course they don't. The directive outlines why the U.S. administration had chosen the Muslim Brotherhood, which is widely accepted as a terrorist organization by the U.S., Israel, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates. The secret agreement was signed by deposed President Mohamed Morsi on his second-in-command, Shader. So that's how it's working with the Obama White House. We really need another Clinton there, don't we, guys? Just another Bush, another Mafia, another... Oh, gosh, I'm getting started. We love you guys. Have a great weekend. Austin, go ahead and close, buddy.
Yeah, we appreciate it, guys. Give us a call. Let us know if you need anything. Email us up. Check the website out, healthmasters.com. The Doug 5 coupon will be good through the end of this weekend. It'll be actually ending on Sunday. That's Doug and the number 5. That was a special we were running for him. That'll be good till this Sunday night, the end of this weekend. You guys have a safe, blessed weekend, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.